International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today, I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Guess what? I'm so grateful that you've joined me from all over the world today. And I believe that your life will be enriched and changed by what you will hear today. Well, how are you doing? I hope that you are having a great day, no matter what time of day it is or time it is for you. Well, spring has sprung here in Atlanta. It is so beautiful. Yes, it's official. Spring is here. And I was just driving home the other day, and in Atlanta, we have beautiful dogwood trees, and they are white and pink. And all of a sudden, I was just driving, and I was in the midst of what looked like a winter wonderland, and it was so beautiful and spectacular. And you know, whenever I see nature, it really makes me realize how awesome and how powerful God is. And so for that, I'm really, really grateful. Well, I have had a great week, but a very, very busy week, and just excited about the show and having the opportunity to serve you. And so we're going to go ahead and get started. I just want to remind you to visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. It's designed for you. I have all kind of goodies there for you. I would love to coach with you. Just last week, one of my clients had a second interview, and I coached him, because maybe many of you don't know, but I did work in HR for years. And he just sent me an email this week, so excited that he got the job and his life is going to drastically change financially and in so many other ways. So that's just one example of how one of my clients' life has changed through coaching. So, of course, if you're interested in that, you can email me at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And speaking of coaching, next week I'm going to actually be coaching a client live on the air so that you can hear and see the coaching process and how change occurs. And she has so graciously said that she wanted to do this for herself, but also to help others. All right, so this is my tip for the week. Before I give you the tip, today we're going to be talking about how to use the law of attraction with your goals with my very special guest, Anthony Hamilton. So I want to make sure you stay tuned. So every week I give you a tip, and this week I really felt led to just tell you that my tip for you this week is, don't forget to factor in the Spirit or God as you're working on your goals and intentions. Because remember, you are co-creator. That means that you're not by yourself with God, and that means you have a partnership. And sometimes we forget that. I know I did in the past and just tried to do everything myself. And I used to be a type A personality and so driven, and then I would become frustrated, seemingly stressed out, going around in circles and no manifestation. And so I want you to remember that you are a co-creator with the God or the Spirit of the universe. So what does that mean? That means that you do your part, You do everything you know to do, and then you're partnering with the invisible, loving, caring, and powerful spirit of the universe. So some of you might be saying, well, Constance, I don't believe in God, or it's hard for me to believe in God. And, you know, this is what I'm going to say to you. I love AA, you know, that's Alcoholics Anonymous, and NA, that's Narcotics Anonymous. And step two is, I came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. And I love that word, came to believe. So that means that it's a process, because they use that word, because many people who initially would come to AA and NA, they didn't believe in God. It's like, I've been drinking for 20 years. I don't believe in God. So it is a process. So whatever you believe in, whether you call it infinite intelligence, a force, the divine, deity, source, you know, and I know that there is a power greater than you. So guess what? The purpose of this conversation is for you to invite that force, that power, every day into your life to partner with you. Don't forget it, with your goals. You know, I have a client in Australia, and she says that she invites the Holy Spirit into her business affairs every day, and she has seen miracles. And of course, she's in sales. So in the Bible, another word for the Holy Spirit is you invite the counselor. How many of you could use counseling with your goal or intention? You invite the advocate. You invite the helper. That means you ask for help. So my tip for this week is to remember to invite, ask, and be open to this invisible, loving, supporting, giving power that desires to assist you in your manifestation. You don't have to do it alone. And lastly, I was just thinking this week that I remember that one of my guests said that he believed in reverse paranoia. And I said, what in the world is that? That's where he believed that there was a conspiracy to get good to him daily, and that God or source or this invisible power was assisting in making that happen. All right, so that is your tip for this week. Have a question for you. How many of you would really like to gain a clearer understanding of how you can really understand and use the law of attraction to help you manifest your goals and intentions? Let me see your hands. Okay, well, I see all of those hands in Africa, in Asia, in South America, in Canada. Well, I want you to stay tuned. And after these quick commercials, I'm going to be right back with my very special guest, author Anthony Hamilton, and he's going to share with you that process. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Be sure to sign up for your monthly updates and get all the latest information on LOA radio events such as cruises, workshops, and seminars, as well as information on the latest shows, topics, and guests. Go to LOARadionetwork.com and sign up today.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
It's here. It's hot. And it's a must read. It's The Science Behind The Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
Well, I am back and I'm really excited about my guest today. We're going to be talking about the law of attraction for goals and just basically general info about the law of attraction and mind, time, and power. So that's a lot. So you're going to be in for a great treat. My very special guest back for the third time, I think, is Mr. Anthony Hamilton, and he is a retired professor of communications. And of course, you will hear how well he speaks at a university in Vancouver, Canada. He's lived in China and Europe and speaks several languages. He is the author of Mind, Time, and Power, Using the Time Machine in Your Mind to Heal Your Past, Transform Your Present, and Create Your Future. And he also co-authored with the infamous Brian Tracy of Cracking the Success Code, and it is an internet bestseller in 5 different business categories. And his special field of interest is what we call mind-time connection, and this is a new model of consciousness based on quantum physics. And all of you guys know that I love quantum physics. So Anthony Hamilton, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
My goodness, thank you for that wonderful introduction, Constance. It's so nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Well, it's all true. And sort of tell our listeners what you've been up to and just maybe a little bit more about you.
Well, what I've been doing is speaking about consciousness. And my book, of course, Mind, Time, and Power, talks about how the mind works. So the idea behind the book is mind power and time. So I give presentations locally here for entrepreneurs and business people. Last year, just about a year ago, we took an extended holiday in China.
Wow, I really like China. That sounds exciting.
I like China. You know, I lived there for 4 years and I really love it. And the people are so great and the food is amazing, you know. And of course, now I have some in-laws, Chinese in-laws, because mm-hmm. my wife is Chinese. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a different trip, you know, to have in-laws in China.
So that sounds very interesting. Well, I just love your take on the law of attraction. And so we're going to get right into it. So, you're a certified law of attraction trainer, and I know you use it in your coaching and your training. So just share some of your views on the law of attraction.
Well, the law of attraction to me is a way of looking at how your mind creates your reality. A lot of people talk about your thoughts become things, or your thoughts become real, or people use affirmations, and people are used to thinking about using their thoughts to achieve their goals, to achieve more success. And to me, the law of attraction is a very neat, interesting, and simple way to understand that entire process of having our thoughts create our reality for us.
You know, the first time I heard that, Anthony, I'm like, could that be true? Could my thoughts and my feelings actually create my reality? And it's such an amazing science, you know, and it is a science. So you talk also about how the law of attraction might be formed from the basis of a new religion. What does that mean?
Well, it's interesting, you know, you think about the major religions, and I guess there's 3 or 4 major religions. They're all a couple thousand years old. I think, the most recent one, Islam, was started in about the 5th century or the 6th century. So I think it's time for a new one. You know, all of these religions were formed, and the belief systems that they embody, they were created before anybody knew what an atom was or what a germ was. And we've got so much information now about new understandings in the field of cognitive science, new understandings in physics, new understandings in psychology. So it seems to me that we're due for a new religion, and I think that the law of attraction might be the perfect thing to form the basis of a new religion. And by religion, I just mean the way we understand our world to be, you know, mm-hmm. because religions talk about how did the world get created? How did my world get created? Why is my life the way it is? Why are these things happening to me? How do I get more of what I want and stop getting what I don't want? And this is, so these questions are things that religion typically focuses on and explains, and also what the law of attraction talks about. So I think that the law of attraction could be a new modern religion, or at least the basis of a new modern belief system that empowers us to take a creative role in making things happen for us.
You know, I love that you mentioned cognitive science. What is cognitive science, and how can people from all over the world begin to, number one, understand it and then implement it in their lives?
Well, cognitive science is basically the study of thinking. Mm. And there's three or four main branches to it. There's psychology, and there's neuroscience, which there's been some amazing discoveries made in the field of neuroscience in the last 15 or 20 years. And also linguistics, because linguistics, which is the angle that I approach it from, studying linguistics, is a way to get some insight into the way people think. Because, you know, people think of linguistics as language and or different kinds of languages. And of course it is. It's the study of language. But on a deeper level, it's also the study of thinking, because language is something that our human brain and our human mind creates automatically. Everybody creates language spontaneously when they're young, you know, before the age of about 2 or 3, everybody creates language. And the language that they create is modeled after the languages that they hear. So if you're raised in an English-speaking family, then you'll start to speak English. If you're raised in a family that speaks Chinese, then you'll start to learn Chinese. So all languages have a very common basis and a very common origin. They're all related. There's something called a universal grammar, which all languages are built from. And so the study of language and how language happens and what happens in our brain when we create language is one doorway into understanding the way thinking works.
Wow. And so, Anthony, do you believe that, and, you know, I've heard people say this, change your thinking, change your world?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, again, as you pointed out a minute ago, you know, when you first hear about this, when you first heard about it, and when I first heard about it, it didn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. The idea that, you know, I can change my thinking and change my world, that sounds like some kind of magic or alchemy, and in some way it is. The reality, though, is that for each of us creates our own world. You know, your world is different from mine. My world is different from my next door neighbor. Now, on the surface, it seems that we all live in the same world. But obviously, if you think about it a little bit, you realize that we don't. Some people believe in angels. Some people don't. Some people believe in the law of attraction. Some people don't. Some people believe in luck. Other people don't. Some people believe in talent. Other people say there's no such thing as talent. It's all just hard work. So we each have a way of creating our unique individual world, which on the surface looks like everybody else's world. But when you look a little deeper below the surface, you realize that each of us lives in a very unique version of the world. And we can change our world by changing our language. So, for example, I gave a talk last week to a group of entrepreneurs here in Victoria, BC, where I live. And I mentioned this, and I said, you know, nothing is more physical than this room we're in right now. I mean, I was in a room with about 15 or 20 real estate salespeople. They invited me to come in and talk about the law of attraction to them. And I said, nothing is more physical than this. We've got these chairs. I'm physical. You're physical. This whiteboard on the wall that I'm writing on is physical. And yet, this physical event, which we're going to call a seminar today, came about because of an idea that I had. I talked to a friend of mine. He talked to somebody else. And the next thing you know, we organized this meeting. So this meeting began as an idea. And now here we are in this room having this idea. The same is true for this conversation you and I are having right now, Constance.
Right.
You contacted me and said, would you like to do another interview? And I said, yes. We figured out what our schedules were and how we could fit it in. And now we're having this physical event. Even though you're in your part of the world and I'm in my part of the world, we're now connected through the internet. And it all started from an idea that you had.
So true, because I see you on YouTube and all over, but just over the last 3 months, I just felt I had the idea, you know, contact Anthony, and then something else would come up. And then finally, I'm like, Anthony has something going on that he can share with my listeners, and I'm going to contact him.
Right.
And so that's how it happened. And I'm so glad that you're sharing that each one of us really live in our own individualized world. And if we want to, let's just say if your world is one of poverty and lack and scarcity, you can change that world to abundance and wealth and whatever else you desire for it to be.
Well, you certainly can. And, you know, when people first hear this, and when I first heard it, it sounded ridiculous. It sounded like wishful thinking, you know. But it really comes down to understanding the way we use words and the way words are connected to our thinking. Now, if you use what's called an affirmation, like a positive thought, you know, mm-hmm. If you say something like, I notice more opportunities these days. If you're looking for a job, I notice more opportunities for finding work. I'm noticing more opportunities for finding employment. Well, just those words force your brain to form a kind of a picture or a concept of you finding more opportunities. And just by using those words, you will start to notice more opportunities. It's like if somebody believes in angels, they will see the evidence of angels in their life. If somebody doesn't believe in angels, then they won't have angels acting in their life. The same thing is going on for both of them, but they explain it in a different way. If you think back to when Galileo was the first person to prove scientifically using a telescope that the Earth revolved around the sun. So before that, people believed that the sun revolved around the Earth, you know. And even in our language, we use today things like sun up and sun down. You know, we talk about the sun's coming up or the sun's going down. Well, really, the sun isn't coming up and it isn't going down. It just looks that way. And if you believe in angels, it might not be that there's angels acting in your life, but it'll certainly look that way to you. And if you ask yourself, and your listeners at the moment can do this little exercise, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how lucky are you? Well, if you ask that to your friends, and I've done this as a bit of research, you know, ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, how lucky are you? You find that one person says, I'm a 5. Another person says, I'm an 8. Another person says, I'm a 9, you know, and their lives will reflect that number. So somebody who says they're 2 out of 10 lucky, they're going to have all kinds of bad luck happening to them. Now, that's their life. That's their perception. That's the way they experience it. You and I might be looking at them and say to ourselves, hey, you know, that person's not that unlucky. But if that's how they feel, if that's how they experience it, then that's what their life is going to reflect. So there's just an example of how our language, our feelings, our perception create the world that we know, and it's individually different for each of us.
So true. And so it's what we think, what we believe, what we perceive, and what we feel that
exactly
that creates our world on a daily basis.
That's right.
You know, that's so interesting. I had an email from someone today who lives in Africa, and she knows who I'm talking about. She knew that I was going to talk about her on the show today. She gave me her permission, and she had she lived in South Africa, and she had applied to get a car, and she was so excited about it. And then she didn't get the loan, and she says, "I'm brokenhearted." And right. So I emailed her back quickly and said, really watch your feelings and your words. Because if you say you're brokenhearted, you start saying that, feeling that, seeing that. And if that is your perception, that's what you will be. But if you will begin to shift to say this or something better, I believe that the right car will come to me, then that's what you will create.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's okay to be brokenhearted and disappointed.
Absolutely.
For a couple minutes, you know,
yes.
Or maybe a half an hour, maybe a day, you know, because all of us have these situations. You know, we built these expectations up in our lives, and, you know, we want things to happen on our schedule, and they don't. So it's okay to be disappointed, but then you need to snap back, you know. So this idea of changing your life by changing your thinking or changing your language, it's a practice. It's a practice like brushing your teeth. You know, you have to do it every day because you want to maintain that vibration. You want to maintain that focus. So if things are not going the way you want them to go, then you just need to use some language like, I'm now in the process of attracting more of what I want. And when you focus on that, you know, when you focus on that idea, I'm now in the process of attracting more of what I want. You can influence that with your thinking, with your attitudes. And I think the easiest and probably the simplest way to understand how I think about the law of attraction is when I bought my new car. You know, I bought a new car a couple of years ago, and lo and behold, it seemed like within a couple of weeks, everybody was driving the darn thing. They were everywhere, you know. Well, that's an example of how the law of attraction works, in my opinion, because it isn't like somebody is putting these cars in front of me. They were there all the time. I just never noticed them. And so it's the same with the person that says, you know, this or something better, or I'm in the process of attracting more opportunities, or I'm surrounded by more opportunities now. What happens is it sets your mind up so that you will start to look for the opportunities. And as it says, you know, seek and ye shall find. If you start looking for more opportunities, you'll find them.
So true. And it's so true about a car, because I notice all the cars that are like my car.
Exactly.
And just so interesting. And this may sound strange. This is coming from a female perspective. I normally wear orange or red or new lipstick, but I decided I'm going to start wearing pink lipstick during the springtime. And I bought some pink lipstick, and it's so interesting. I'm noticing all of the beautiful pink lipstick that has always been in existence, but my focus was never on pink. It was always on red, nude, or orange. And so
exactly.
That's a great female example for you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, it's interesting, you know, me, because I'm interested in linguistics and I speak a little bit of Chinese, and I have to say my Chinese is by no means perfect, but I can carry on a conversation, you know. Well, if I happen to be sitting in a restaurant with you and the people at the next table are speaking Chinese, you won't notice it. It'll just be part of the background noise. Mm-hmm. But for me, even though I'm focused on you and enjoying our meal together, I'm going to notice that conversation at the next table because it means something to me. So that conversation is in the foreground for me when I notice it. And that's the way things are, whether it's pink lipstick or new cars or the law of attraction. It's like when you focus on it, it moves into the foreground and you start to notice more of it.
So true. So if someone does not have something or someone in their lives, they need to focus in only on what they want, and eventually that will over time manifest in their lives.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, it was probably there all the time anyway. Mm-hmm. They just didn't notice it. And so this idea of the connection between language and thinking is very key, because each of us has a way of understanding all of these words that we use. Like a simple example that I've used before is if I mention a word like dog. Now you're thinking of a dog, I'm thinking of a dog, and all our listeners are thinking of dogs. But the truth is, if we ask them, they're all thinking of a different dog. Some are thinking of a white dog, some a black dog, some a brown dog, some a big dog, some a small dog, you know. So even though we understand the word dog, everybody who speaks English understands what the word means, each of us have our own unique understanding or reference, you might call it, to what that word means for us. And it's the same with a lot of words, you know. Like I remember when I first started learning about the law of attraction and mind power and changing your thinking, changing your thoughts, changing your life about 35 years ago, I was a lonely guy. You know, have you seen that movie, The Lonely Guy?
I have.
It's a great movie, you know, Steve Martin, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like these guys were looking for relationships and they couldn't find them anywhere, you know. Well, I was like that. And so I started telling myself, you know, my life is full of wonderful relationships. And that was my affirmation. My life is full of wonderful relationships. Now, that was an affirmation that I developed because it was a statement of my goal. You know, I wanted more wonderful relationships in my life. And so when I first started using that affirmation, it wasn't true. It was a lie. You know, I'd say my life is full of wonderful relationships. And this little voice in my head would say, no, it isn't, you know. And so I kept using the affirmation. And what started to happen was I started to notice different things, different meanings, for example, for those words, you know. And one day I was on the bus. I took a bus downtown. And after I got off the bus, I was thinking about this affirmation, you know. I probably went downtown looking for a date. I can't remember. But anyway, I was on the bus. So when I got off the bus, I was thinking about my life is full of wonderful relationships. And I thought about the bus driver. And I thought, you know, that guy was driving that bus. He pulled over when he saw me at the bus stop. He opened the door. I got in. He greeted me with a friendly smile. He took my money, gave me a transfer. I sat down. All I had to do was pull the cord when I wanted to get off. He pulled the bus over, let me off exactly where I wanted to go, said, have a nice day. And I thought, you know, that was a wonderful relationship. Now, when I started using the affirmation, my life is full of wonderful relationships, I wasn't thinking about a bus driver. Mm-hmm. But I noticed the bus driver when I got off the bus, and I was thinking that was a wonderful relationship. It lasted, you know, 15 minutes. I didn't really know the guy, but for that period of time, that was a wonderful relationship. It was friendly. It was happy. He did what I wanted, you know. And so later on, I noticed when I was in a restaurant, the same thing. The waitress would come over, smile at me, ask me what I wanted, bring me a menu. If I wanted more water or more coffee, she brought that. She took my order, brought it back. That was a wonderful relationship. And so what I'm saying is, by using the affirmation and paying attention to the world that I was experiencing, the meaning of the word relationship started to change. And one day I was walking into the bank, and just as I got to the bank, the person who was coming out held the door for me and actually stopped and waited a couple of seconds for me to be able to walk into the bank. And I thought, you know, that again was a wonderful relationship for a couple of seconds there. That person didn't have to hold the door for me, but they did. So what I'm saying is, within about 30 days of using this affirmation, I started to realize I have wonderful relationships all over the place, you know. And so the meaning of the words and the feeling of the word relationship started to shift for me. And of course, it wasn't very long before I had a new girlfriend and a whole new circle of friends. And since then, my life has been full of wonderful relationships. So there's an example, I think, of how using specific kinds of words changes your feelings, changing your thoughts, changes your expectations. And as you pointed out a minute ago, it changes your perceptions of the world. Before I was using the affirmation, I had been taking buses for years. And I never considered a bus driver to be a relationship. But later on, I did.
And you know, Anthony, in quantum physics, it talks about the observer, that in our lives, that at every moment there are unlimited possibilities, but it's only when you observe it that it begins to come into your experience.
That is a beautiful point. That's exactly right. So it's the observer that sees the particle or sees the wave, right? It's like what we see is what's real for us. Now, I'm not saying we can change somebody else's world. I can't change your relationships or somebody else's relationships, mm-hmm. perhaps, by changing my thinking, but you can. And that's what I was referring to a few moments ago when I said each of us creates our own world. You know, it looks on the outside like it's somebody else's world, but really it's our own unique version of it.
And so you co-authored with Brian Tracy, Cracking the Success Code, which is now an internet bestseller in 5 different business categories. So did you attract that? Did you affirm that prior to that manifesting in your life? How did that happen?
Well, yeah, that's a perfect example. So I think that what each of us can create is possibilities. We can create opportunities. And so that was a good example. So a local company invited Brian Tracy to come into town for a one-day workshop. Now, I'm a fan of Brian Tracy, as a lot of your listeners are. He's been around for a long time. And so I bought a ticket to go to this one-day seminar, and basically I spent, you know, 8 hours or something with about another 100 people. There were about 100 people there taking this seminar with Brian Tracy. And during one of the breaks, I walked over to him, introduced myself, and gave him a copy of my book, Mind, Time, and Power. And I said, Brian, you know, I love your work. I want to give you a copy of this book. Take a look at it. And if you think there's any way that we can do any kind of project together in the future, let me know. So a couple of weeks went by, and I got an email from him saying, hey, I loved your book. I thought it was great. And I want to invite you to be a part of this project that I'm putting together with a bunch of other experts. We're going to write a book called Cracking the Success Code. Each of us is going to write one chapter in the book. And if you like, you can be a part of it. So I said, yeah, let's do that. So that's how the thing came about. So, you know, I'm not saying that I created the book or anything like that. But what happened was when I saw Brian, I introduced myself. I expressed interest in working with him. And next thing you know, this book project happened. So I let the opportunity in, or I was at least open to it.
Right.
And, you know, once I expressed the interest, it happened to strike a chord with him. And that's what happened.
And so I have a question, Anthony. Had you been visualizing or thinking or affirming, I'm going to be a New York Times bestselling author, or I'm going to be a bestselling author, or my book will be read by people all over the world? Had you been thinking, affirming, or feeling that prior to meeting Brian Tracy?
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm a great one for goal setting, as you know, and mm-hmm. I have lists of things that I want all the time. I do daily meditation practices, and I have a journal. And the word journal, by the way, comes from the word for day.
Ah.
You know, the French word for day is jour, J-O-U-R. So a journey really is a daily practice. So I have a journal, and And that's why they call newspaper people journalists, by the way, is because newspapers come out every day. So I have a daily journal and I do a daily meditation practice. And I had written down in my journal about a month or maybe 2 months before Brian Tracy came to town, I had written down that I'm ready to be a best-selling author now. And so the idea of becoming a best-selling author was something that I let in. You know, I allowed it into my life as a possibility, something that I was willing to experience. And to me, that's what a goal is. A goal is a possibility that I'm willing to experience. Because I think if I'm willing to experience it, the same as having wonderful relationships, for example, if I'm willing to let them in, then I start to notice them. They move from the background into the foreground. So I definitely made the decision that I was ready to be a best-selling author. And so it was about, well, I guess altogether it was about 6 months from the time I met Brian to the time that we wrote the book. So within about 6 or 8 months of me writing in my journal, I'm ready and willing to be a best-selling author that I was.
That's so interesting. I just want the listeners to hear that experience just didn't happen, that you were clear about it. You didn't know how, but at least you journaled that and you had written it down. So using the law of attraction for goals, what would that look like? I know what you just shared is a great example for someone who wanted to change something in their lives. What would those steps look like for them?
Well, the first thing that I tell people to do is to start with a master dream list, because everything starts as a dream. I mean, a goal, as I said a minute ago, to me, a goal is a possibility that I've decided to experience. So there's a couple of things there. First of all, there's the possibility. And second of all, there's the decision. And then third of all, there's the experiencing of it. So for me, everything starts as a dream or as an idea. So I have what I call a master dream list, which is kind of like I sort of visualize it as a big hopper or a big funnel, you know. And so everything goes in my master dream list, and then I take those dreams and I prioritize them and I categorize them in 6 different areas. So some of them might be a financial dream. Some of them might be a physical dream, like my health. Other ones might be relationship or family or business-wise. Some of them might be spiritual dreams, you know, love and having more love in my life. So I take those dreams, I break them into 6 areas, and then I prioritize them. You know, which are the most important ones? What's the most important financial dream? What's the most important spiritual dream? What's my most important mental dream? You know, something I want to learn, perhaps, a course I want to take or a book I want to read. So I have those 6 areas of my life, and simply just by playing around with those, prioritizing them, reading them over, you know, thinking about them, what the imagination does, what your mind will do automatically is put things together, you know. If I give you a couple of words, like, for example, if I say the word dog and ball and beach, automatically, your mind is going to make a little story up that includes a beach and a ball and a dog, right?
Right.
You know, it happens automatically. So it's the same thing. If I've got 3 spiritual goals and 3 physical goals and 3 mental, or at least dreams, I should say, 3 mental dreams, physical dreams, financial dreams, relationship dreams, health dreams, and I simply read those things over, my mind is going to put them automatically, it's going to put them together into some kind of a story. And that, to me, is what I call a fantasy lifestyle. So that's my dream lifestyle. That's my ideal lifestyle. And it includes my physical dreams and mental dreams and spiritual dreams and financial dreams and relationship dreams. Now, once I'm aware of those and I'm thinking of those, again, they move into the foreground. So I start to notice them and I start to pay attention to those. And as we talked about before, whether it's the relationship with the bus driver or the waitress in the restaurant, once I'm conscious of what my dreams and my fantasies are, I start to notice possibilities for bringing those about. Or I notice them when they show up in my life.
Like my pink lipstick.
Exactly. Yeah, you decide that pink lipstick is your color now. And suddenly it's like, oh, it's everywhere, right?
In the magazines, everywhere, but it's always been there.
Exactly. It's always there, but you never noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. So that's the process of what I call life design. You know, you figure out in those six different areas of your life, physical, mental, spiritual, financial, family, and social. Those are the six areas I use. You figure out what your dreams and fantasies are. What's your ideal life like in each of those six areas? And you simply just write them down. Take a sheet of paper, write them down. And I suggest everybody have a journal and write down the ideas in a journal. And what will happen is you will start to realize which ones are more important and which ones are more exciting for you. And just simply by reading them over, you can put them on your wall in the bedroom so you see them first thing in the morning or last thing at night. You can take a magnet and put them on your fridge, you know, so you read them over. And basically the idea then is just to become conscious of them. And the more conscious you are of what it is you want, the more it moves into the foreground and you start to notice possibilities for bringing that about.
Wow, that's so good. So good. So if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Anthony Hamilton, and we're talking about the law of attraction and goals. And we're getting ready to just take a little time to talk about your book, Mind, Time, and Power. That's a powerful book. Share with our listeners, what are just some general concepts of mind, time, and power?
Well, the book is about mind, power, and time. So I realized quite a few years ago that the key to your thinking really has to do with time. So we're talking about goals and fantasies a minute ago. Well, that's in the future, right?
Right.
Those are things that are in the future. Well, we talk about memories, things that have happened to us in the past. Those are in the past. So what science has recently figured out is that most of the time, your mind is not paying attention to the present. It's paying attention to the past or the future. So what you might call daydreaming is what your mind automatically does. Now, a part of your daydreams are in the past. And you're remembering things last week, last month, last year, or maybe 30 years ago. Part of the time, your mind is in the future. You're thinking about next week, next month, next year. And just the same as if you're planning a dinner party, you will spend some time thinking about, okay, who am I going to have at this party? What kind of food are we going to eat? What kind of music are we going to play? And just by thinking a little bit about that future dinner party, you start to organize it in your mind. You make sure you have enough chairs, you invite the right people, you send out the invitations, or you make the phone calls. And so your mind is then working in the future. Now, the key to success is achieving your goals. That's what success is defined as. It's systematically achieving your goals. Your goals are in the future. So by simply going through that process that I mentioned a few minutes ago, where you're thinking about what would I ideally want in my future in these six different areas, let's say, you start to connect with that future and your mind will start to give you ideas from the future, the same as memories give you information from the past. So this is something that was recently discovered in about 1995 using something called a functional MRI at Harvard University. And what they discovered is that what we normally call memory works in the future too. So that's what the book is about. It's about understanding that your mind is always connected to the past and the future equally. And by deciding on the kind of future you want, you can help to bring it about. Just the same as if you're driving, you have a map in front of you, you know, or maybe you have a GPS, you decide where you want to go, that car will go there just by using the steering wheel. You can steer your car in the direction that you want to go, and you can have the vacation that you want, and in larger terms, you can have the life that you want by doing the same thing. So the book is about goal setting, visualizing, affirmations. It's about using your mind in the future the same as we used it in the past, thinking about memories.
So true. You know, Anthony, let's just say a great example of that would be someone who maybe was married for 20 years and then went through a very bitter divorce. And in the nowness of their life, they're still angry, mad, upset, talking about it. So they're creating more of that, while that person could choose to begin to think about, well, you know, the best years of my life are ahead of me and that I will find love again and bring that future into the nowness of their life. So we always have a choice.
That's exactly right. Now, so using this model of consciousness, and when I talked about Galileo, you know, the world didn't change when we realized that the Earth was going around the sun. It still looked the same, but we interpreted it differently. You know, we still talk about the sun going down and the sun coming up, even though we know that it's the Earth that's spinning. Well, it's the same with this. When you realize that your memory is not a tape recorder, it's a connection to the past, and your goals are not some fantasy, but it's a connection to the future, then you can start to not only design your future, but you can design your past too. You can change your past. So if a person has a bitter memory of an unfortunate relationship, and I'm sure we've all been there, you know, you may have to work at it a little bit. But if you just rethink that relationship, look for the good stuff that was in the relationship, feel better about the relationship. You know, look at it as a learning experience and appreciate the positive things that were there in that relationship. Then that changes your feelings in the present. It changes your feelings about the past, and automatically it changes your feelings about the future too. Because if you have only bitterness connected to the idea of relationship, then of course, as soon as you think about future relationships, you're going to be bitter and you're going to either expect the worst, or maybe you're going to avoid it because you're afraid of it. And so you're becoming your own worst enemy. So really what we need to do, and all of us have the responsibility for creating a positive past as well as creating a positive future.
Wow, that's so powerful that people can go back and recreate their past. Okay, I had all of these terrible things happen to me, but what's the good that I can take from that?
Yeah, we tend to try and bury the past. You know, if something negative happens, of course, if it feels bad, we don't want to think about it, so we just try and avoid it. The problem is we can't. It's always there. The past hasn't gone anywhere. It's still there. You know, if I'm taking a train and I'm on a train going from, let's say, New York to Chicago, you know, I look out the window and I don't see New York because I've left it, and I don't see Chicago because I'm not there yet. But Chicago is there, and so is New York, you know. And it's the same with the past. Like we're traveling through time, but our past, in a sense, is still there. It's still affecting us. So each of us has to take the responsibility of looking at the negative things that we've experienced in the past and change them. Look for the positive that's there, because that helps us feel better in the present. And if we feel better in the present, those positive feelings and positive vibrations, according to the law of attraction, are going to attract more positive things in the future.
Well, you're such a great communicator. I tell you, I just love having you on the show. And so you guys are going to have to go to his website or to Amazon and get this book, Mind, Time, and Power. So Anthony, kind of tell us about your books, your website. What do you have coming up? Are you a coach? How can people contact you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, speaking of a great communicator, you're a master yourself.
Thank you.
And I really love your voice. So my book is called Mind, Time, and Power, and my website is called mindtimeandpower.com. So people can go there, they can order the book, they can either get it from Amazon, they can get it as an ebook, or they can get it as a physical book. And if they go to the website, they can also go to mindtimeandpower.com/community, which gives them a link to my Google Plus community. And I just started that community in the last couple of weeks, so it's still sort of under construction. But basically, I've got about 100 videos which are on my YouTube channel, which they can get to through that website. And I'm organizing those different videos into different categories, and they're going to be available through my community. So mindtimeandpower.com is the website, and there's a link there for the book. There's a link to the community. And any of the videos that are on that site, they will link to YouTube, and people can go to my YouTube channel. And I've got all sorts of information there about the law of attraction, about affirmations, about life planning and goal setting and visualizing, and they all have links to me. So people, if they want a conversation with me, if they'd like to talk to me or ask me anything about the work and the coaching and the speaking that I do, they can reach me through my YouTube channel or through that mindtimeandpower.com.
So I'm on your website right now, Anthony, and you're looking pretty cool standing in front of this lake here.
Yeah, that's a river in China.
Oh, is it? So that's in China. How interesting. And it's a beautiful website. So everybody go to mindtimeandpower.com. And, you know, Anthony, I think that you just really communicated how simple it is, but you do have to be consistent on a daily basis. And like you said, practicing. So in closing, what would you like to say to people today?
Well, I think the most important thing is to realize that your thoughts make a difference. Mm-hmm. You know, we've recently discovered with that functional MRI, they've discovered that the brain is always changing, and the brain can be influenced in the way it changes just by focusing on things in a different way. So when people start focusing on the law of attraction, or they focus on a thought like I'm in the process now of creating more of what I want, and just take that as a mantra, think about it every day. I suggest that everybody have a daily creation period where you can simply listen to a piece of music if you like, or a meditation recording, a CD or something on your iPhone, and just put yourself in a peaceful mood, a peaceful state of mind. Think about how lucky we all are. Think about the power that we have to change our feelings, change our emotions, and we can change our past and change our future just the same way.
That's so powerful. Well, Anthony Hamilton, you've been a blessing to the world tonight. Thank you once again. And once
again, thank you so much, Constance.
You're so welcome. Once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. Of course, you know, you can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And my website is fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And remember this, I say this every week. God loves you. I love you, and the best is yet to come. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com or send Constance an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.